Today we're going to be exploring both sides of the dog world, from in the country, out there in the
working
wild,
hard.
Working hard, to playing and being obedient in the city. And today we are very pleased to have two of probably the top professionals in the country. They happen to live here in British Columbia. In fact, they live here in Victoria.
All the better for us.
All the better for us, exactly. We have Ben Kirsten and his Wonder Dogs. Of course, the Wonder Dogs are drying off, I think, in the van outside, are they?
Actually, they're at home.
They're at
home
drying
off. Close. Close, all right. Yeah. A little bit of salt chuck on them this morning.
Okay. And so Ben is very well known here around the city. I don't know if there are too many parades where I haven't seen you in, and the Wonder Dogs running around entertaining the crowds, and you, as well as providing obedience training and correcting behavioral problems. Ben trains dogs for tricks, frisbee shows, sporting events, fairs, and company socials. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So how'd you get into this doggy dog world?
The doggy dog world. I kind of fluked into it. When I was 19, I had a big Doberman. And some friends suggested that I get him under control because he was such a big ox of a dog, friendly as pie. But, you know, people said if people see you walking down the street, they're going to start clearing the street. You know, you got to have this dog thoroughly under control. So I was like, yeah, whatever. And I put it off for a while. And then I found myself a few months later with time on my hands, and I started doing some work with this big dog in Kelowna. And one thing led to another. After 2 months, he had 17 commands, and at that point, people that knew me started asking me to train their dogs.
So, okay,
if
so
you're going to start training their dogs, then you better start charging them for it.
You might as well turn it into a business.
Turn it into a business. Well, Ben, you do all sorts of things. I didn't realize until I got on your website the other day that not only do you do the training, but you have training videos for people to use. You have a toll-free hotline. Rent dogs, I guess, or train dogs for movies and TV and different ads. And you're also involved with a professional training program. Is something, I guess, you've just started up, or?
Yes, our professional trainers program is registered with the Post-Secondary Education Commission of British Columbia. It's the first of its kind on Vancouver Island. And yes, we're very proud that this is finally getting off the ground after many years of thought and planning.
Okay, well, we're talking to Ben Kirsten this morning, and we're wanting to take your calls. At you can call us at 384-0900 or 1-888-594-TALK, toll free, or 855 on your cell phone.
That's right. You may want to take advantage, and if you have any behavioral problems or you just want some training tips for your dogs, not your kids or your husband or your wife.
Well, I was thinking about that the other day, and I don't imagine it's a lot different. You know, the kids and the dogs training, sort of, you've just got
to... probably easier to train the dogs.
We have a lot of requests for husband and wife training and kid training. You'd be surprised. We charge extra for that, though.
For that? Well, actually, I know when I went through the training, it's actually the person you're training anyways, right?
You went through wife training, or...?
Wife training? No. Come on, John. You know me.
School.
I haven't done very well at wife training. Yeah. I failed both times. But, so what is involved in the professional training program?
Well, it's a 2-month program. It's 8 hours per day, 5 days a week. And what is involved? Basically, we're teaching students how to become a professional dog trainer. We're showing them the ABCs from the ground up. And the course curriculum is listed on our website.
What's the website address? We should give that out.
Yeah, the website address is www.wonderdogs.bc.ca.
Okay, wonderdogs.bc.ca. Easy enough to find.
Nice, easy one to remember. So when you say this is accredited, does that mean that actually people will get points or credits towards their education? Is that?
You can't get accreditation with the Post-Secondary Education Commission until you have been with them for a period of 1 year. And so for us, that'll be in July. And at that point, we can apply to have our program become accredited. So right now it's registered with the Post-Secondary Education Commission. It's quite a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a bit
of
a
And we're registered, but the accreditation doesn't come till after you're with them for a year.
Okay,
because we had the lady, Susan Harrison, from Queen Margaret School, right?
And yeah, the riding school.
A horse program where you can, that is accredited, and you can get a fun credit towards your school, your grade 12. So the same thing will be coming in about a year?
Yeah, like I said, around July, at that point, we can apply for or to have the program become accredited. Gee, you're asking me all these difficult questions. Jeepers.
Early in the morning.
Yeah. Well, we'll make it a little easier for you then. What's your, when as I talk to different trainers, they seem to have different philosophies around training dogs, who they're really training, and how the dog thinks. What's your philosophy?
Well, the philosophy is when you start with any dog, be it 7 weeks or 7 months, 7 years, doesn't matter. When you first start, you want to keep the training really, really fun, and you throw everything at them that you have to enable that. You use ball, stick, frisbee, food treats. Instead of walking with the dogs, you may have seen training methods where they walk with the dogs. Well, to me that looks really foreign, because dogs, when they play with each other, they get some motion in there, some locomotion, and so there's a lot of play and running involved with our training when we first start. In fact, my Volume 1 Beginner's video, the whole point of the video that I stress over and over is that there should be no correction when you first start. And that means none. No jerking on the leash, no shouting. It's just fun stuff. Once the dog gets that in their head, the training is super fun. The sky is the limit as to where you can go. And then you can wean them off the ball, the stick, the food treats, and replace that eventually with your praise. So you're not relying on having, you know, a whole...